podcast to help you reach your positive potential. HRNradio.com.
Well, good day to all of you, and welcome to yet another Legendary Day, Legendary Life. I'm your host, Chad E. Cooper, on Legendary Lifestyles. And before we get started today, we're in November. And one of the things I love to do before we get to January 1st is what? Well, for those that have been listening in for a while, is 60 days before the starting gun goes off, we start our planning. What do you want 2020 to look like? Who do you want to become by the end of 2020? So instead of the, here's all the things I need to do, I'm going to ask you a better question, and that is, who do you want to be in the upcoming year? You have 60 days to start setting the stage. If you want an Oscar performance, you got to memorize the script. If you want a Tony, you got to know how the play needs to unfold and memorize the script. So that's why we start off 60 days in advance, so you can have the spiritual alignment, so you can find out the community and accountability, so that you can actually summit that next level of mastery. And I'm going to offer that to you through my foundation for free. If you just go to chadecooper.com/foundation-courses, then you'll see that there's two in there to help you set 2020 and be off to the races on the right foot. So enough with that. You'll hear more about that probably at the commercials. That kind of ties into today in a huge piece of what brings joy and happiness and fulfillment into your life, and that is gratitude. Something I also encourage you to do over the next 60 days. Well, don't stop there. Do it for the rest of your life. Our guest today has been, since 1982, Mae McCarthy. She is amazing, and she has helped start and grow six successful companies, as large as $100 million in annual revenues. She's a best-selling author. We're going to talk about that today. She's a speaker, university lecturer, and an angel investor, and that's a big piece that she could talk about and go deep into. That is one of my passions as well. So she serves on business, philanthropic, arts, and university boards, and Mae has become successful by implementing spiritual principles into her ventures. It's her passion to pass this knowledge on to others, to contribute beyond herself. So she is the author of the best-selling book, The Path to Wealth, and her newest title, The Gratitude Formula, a 7-step success system to create a legendary life, or a life that you love. So, Mae, welcome to Legendary Lifestyles.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So I have to say, I actually called up my agent and said, what have you given me? We need to cancel this. I hate her. I don't want to interview Mae. I hate her. And I said, no, I'm a professional. I'm going to continue reading. And boy, am I grateful that I did, Mae, because I wanted to hate you, and I ended up falling in love with you. Your book is amazing. And it's not often that I read a book and I go, this is junk, I hate it, it's way too woo-woo, too airy-fairy for me. But man, I tell you what, that's how I got started going, but how am I supposed to do this? It's too ethereal, it's too out there. And then, as you read in it, there's a lot more in there. So how about we dive in and talk a little bit about what that conversion was and turning me into a cult-like believer and follower.
Okay.
So your book, The Gratitude Formula, is something that I see in my world, a number of people that will come out with these, you know, thoughts, and they will plagiarize and take from other people. But I really applaud the approach that you went through and how you can take from something from what I would call the spiritual or even religious side and actually integrate it or interweave it with the material. And that's what sets it apart from so many of the other books that are out there today. And you said it's your belief that we can do simple things to notice more evidence of outstanding events happening. Using a daily system for success that incorporates the power of gratitude along with the use of spiritual and practical tools is key. And you start that with the CSO thing. What is a CSO, and do we all need to have one?
You know, as thank you for asking that question. A CSO, it stands for Chief Spiritual Officer. And in my companies, I always surround myself with people whose advice I value. As a CEO, I have a chief financial officer. I have a chief information officer, a chief marketing officer, a chief operations officer. These are subject matter experts who advise me on their area of expertise as it pertains to growing our company into a successful company. So in the C-suite are all of these subject matter experts whose advice I really value. And I decided that there was an intelligence in this universe that shows up for me as, you know, something that we often call intuition. These creative thoughts, these ideas, these gut instincts, these messages through other people. And I'm not the only one that believes that. There are lots of successful people that rely on intuition. Bill Gates, he said, often you have to rely on intuition. And Steve Jobs agreed when he said that you actually had to have courage to follow your heart and intuition. And even Oprah Winfrey, one of the most influential women of our time, has said that she's listened to that still small voice of intuition her entire life. And the only times that she's made mistakes is when she didn't listen. Well, that's been my experience as well. When I have a issue, a problem, an opportunity, a goal, a desire, I watch for, I prepare myself, which we're probably going to go over in this conversation, but then I watch for these intuitive directions that come in a variety of ways. And so I decided that that information, that intelligence, that helpful guidance probably had a source. And I'm not going to get hung up on the source of that, but whatever that was, I wanted to bring it into my company because I wanted that advice. So I gave it a title, and I called it the Chief Spiritual Officer and brought it into my company. And the interesting thing is that in my last company, I actually put the CSO at the top of the org chart. So that I, as the CEO, reported to this idea of Chief Spiritual Officer. And can you imagine what all my employees said? You know, is it a man? Is it a woman? Do we get to meet them? Who is that? And my response to my employees was, look, this is a principle. This is a principle that reminds us that anytime that we have a goal, anytime we have a challenge, anytime we have a problem, and we want a solution for that problem or an outcome that is a positive, successful outcome in any situation, if we start being grateful for that positive outcome in advance, then this CSO principle will guide us intuitively with a strong thought, a creative idea, a solution, an opportunity for someone to help us. And that I ask my employees, just try it. Anytime you have a problem, think about what the outcome is that you want and start being grateful for it in advance, and then let me know what happens. Well, I knew what was going to happen because it's happened for me, and all of my employees would call me, text me, email me, and tell me, you're not going to believe this. The CSO did this, gave me this idea, gave me this creative outcome, gave me this solution, helped me with this problem, and it worked over and over and over again, and we became a market share leader in our category for new business. So the CSO is a principal. It's a subject matter expert that knows everything about everything and reminds us through intuition of how to achieve our goals.
I love that. So it is our chief spiritual officer, and we can actually tap into and listen to our intuition. And you actually go in with the, okay, fine, maybe there's something to this. But let's say that my intuition's telling me to go do something. You use the example of grocery shopping at, like, what was it, 9 o'clock at night? It was, you know, across town and going, but there's one, like, a mile and a half away. And your intuition was saying, no, May, you need to go to this one. So what happens when our logic and rational mind tries to hijack our CSO? Because, let's face it, it does happen frequently in our material world, right?
Oh, absolutely. And Albert Einstein actually referred to this as a human condition. He said we all have an intuitive mind that's a sacred gift. And we have this rational mind which is a faithful servant, it will do whatever we tell it to do. But somehow in our society, and even more so today, we have decided to honor this servant, this rational mind, and we've forgotten the gift. So my work is helping people to remember that they have this gift. And the way that works is perfectly described in the illustration of that story of the grocery store, right? So the way this process works is we are to prepare ourselves, and every single day we revisit our goals in a methodical way. We essentially have a meeting with the CSO, and we review our goals, and our goals are what we desire as outcomes. And then throughout the day, we receive these intuitive messages, gut instincts, strong thoughts to go somewhere, call someone, do something. And we have a choice. We can either take the step and take the action and follow those intuitive leads, or we can ask for another lead and just say, hey, CSO, hey, intuition, hey, inner guidance, hey, whatever you want to call it. If that message is something I'm supposed to take advantage of, then give me a confirming message. And in that story with the grocery store, I got a confirming message and made the drive and was able to start on achieving our goal for a minimum of $400,000 in sales by a particular time. So when our rational mind doesn't understand what an outcome is, usually when we have a question about anything, what do? We Google it. We get every bit of information that we possibly can on every possible step that we can take. And then we go one step further. And we think about every possible outcome from every possible step that we could take. And if we don't like any of them, we just do nothing. In this practice that I write about in my books, you're not allowed to do nothing anymore. When you get an intuitive direction that's in a line that's telling you to do something, to take some action, you either take that action or simply ask for another lead. Just, hey, universe, I need another lead. If you do that, you're inviting your intuitive mind to get involved, and you will get another sign. You will get another message. You will get another strong thought or feeling in your gut to take action. And when you do, take the action because you're that much closer to achieving your goal.
I love that. Friends, if you're just tuning in, this is Legendary Lifestyles. I'm your host, Chad E. Cooper, and Mae McCarthy is giving you the gift. The end of the year is not here. Start now and understand what gratitude can do to your success, to bringing in fulfillment, not just moments of happiness. And you talked about a number of people that you respected in there, May and Napoleon Hill and I think Brene Brown and several others, but Joseph Campbell. And as you're talking about being able to listen, that we go out on Google, we go to all of these other sources. But Joseph Campbell said that the world is full of people that have stopped listening to themselves or have listened only to their neighbors to learn what they ought to do, how they ought to behave, and what values they should be living for. And what you're saying is this huge value in actually learning how to, as Bill Gates learned from Warren Buffett, being still. But that's really where our intuition, our creative, and our innate gifts can actually give us guidance and give us the courage to say, you know what to do. What's holding you back from doing it? But why have we stopped listening to ourselves? Why do we find it so difficult to listen to our CSO or to our own intuition?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, you know, we've become so excited about and so reliant on data. We want to evaluate, measure everything. We want to have subject matter experts give us their advice and really understand everything that we possibly can about every decision possibility that we can make. So we start to future trip and think about every possible outcome that could happen from every action that we take. And that's not that way that this works. It's not the way that this works. Another story that I tell in there has to do with being I had a goal, and I still do every single day. I use the daily practice to write down my goals with gratitude as though they're already complete, read them out loud, and imagine seeing myself in the completed goal. And so my goal every day is that I am perfectly healthy, whole and complete, and variations on that goal. So I'm already perfectly healthy, whole and complete, and I've been doing that for years and years and years. And one day I had this thought while I was in a business meeting to go see my sister. You know, she just popped into my head right in the middle of the business meeting. And I've been practicing this long enough to know if I get a strong thought like that, don't think about how busy I am. Just get in touch with my sister. So I was going to call her, but it was really close to her office, so I just stopped by. She was so happy to see me because she had a computer problem that I could fix for free. And as I was there at her desk working on her computer, she noticed this very tiny, tiny little dot on the outside of my leg and asked me what it was. And I was born and raised in Hawaii, and I'm fair, so I have a lot of freckles. And that's exactly what I told her it was. She said she didn't feel that it was a freckle and asked me to go to her dermatologist and have it looked at. Now, my rational mind jumped in and said, May, you're too busy, your schedule's packed, there's no way, you've had that spot there forever, there's nothing to be concerned about, it's too small. That's exactly what our rational mind does. It tries to talk us out of it. And as I was about to tell my sister, don't worry, my gut hurt. That's another way that we get intuitive direction. So I decided, well, you know, I should probably establish a relationship with a dermatologist anyway. So I made the appointment, went to the dermatologist. The dermatologist said it was nothing. It was too small. It couldn't possibly be anything. And as I was about to heed his advice and go home, my gut hurt again. Now, the rational mind says the doctors know what's best. And here I am with my gut hurting. So I said, Doctor, if you don't mind.
Not only that, but your father ingrained that in you, correct?
Oh, my gosh, he did. My dad was a surgeon, yeah. And he let all of us 10 kids know that doctors were always right. So I had to go up against that really strong belief and build up courage, as Steve Jobs said, to take action. So I told the doctor, look, I need you to cut that off and have it diagnosed. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be a pain, but I need you to do that. And I came back a week later to a diagnosis of cancer, malignant melanoma Clark's level 3. But because it was caught so early, all I had to have was simple surgery. And I've been cancer-free ever since 1994. So our rational mind will always jump in. It wants to protect us. And it will always jump in because it wants to know every possible outcome. And the way that intuition works is it just points the way. It gives you one step to take at a time. You either take the step or ask for some confirming direction. You'll get it if it's the step you're supposed to take. And you don't even know what goal is being worked on. My thought of my sister could have been that she had a potential customer that could use our services. It might have been that she wanted to go have lunch, which would meet my relationship goal of having harmonious relationships. It could have been that she had a great book for me, which would be consistent with my goal for recreation. You don't know what goal is being worked on. You just take the step.
And for those that are still skeptical, those are saying, yeah, but I'm an engineer. I'm a data-driven person. I got to measure. Well, let me ask you, how long ago was it before we could actually measure and prove that infrared light existed? Because the human eye can't see infrared. We had to develop technology in order to be able to do that. But we knew that dogs, we knew that something was there. So, friends, if you're somebody who needs to measure, yes, there are ways. And we're going to talk about how we can continue to go forward and do exactly that so that you can leverage gratitude. If you're one of these skeptical, if you're one of these people that need empirical, guess what? We're going to find out who else is skeptical and has found that it still works. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back here on Legendary Lifestyles.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
And we're back. My guest today is May McCarthy, the Gratitude Formula, a 7-step success system to create a life that you love. And friends, we were talking about being able to measure this stuff. Well, if you're a skeptic and you're saying, I'm not so sure. See, in the work that I do, I have the privilege of working with billionaires. I have the privilege of working with Olympians and professional athletes and some very highly successful people that, you know, society would say that they've achieved. Use some of the names of Bill Gates and Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey, Albert Einstein. If they see that there's something to this, maybe you might want to give it a shot. I don't know. Goes all the way back to Napoleon Hill and before that. But here's the thing that I saw, made it. When you added this piece in, I went, wow, she really does get it. Because you brought in some research. Well, you brought in a lot of research, but one in particular from Harvard Business Review that is something that I had been looking for, and until I read this, didn't know existed. I subscribed to Harvard Business Review. But it said, entrepreneurs feel closer to God than the rest of us do. And one of the things that I teach in the principles of professional athletes, those that have a long-term career, is that they have a higher calling. They have somebody bigger that they connect to. Now, you're not going to hear it said on the news. You're not going to hear it on Fox News or MSNBC or CNN or any of those because of various reasons we don't really need to get into. But the fact is it's kind of like I really don't want to have to tell the world that that's a big part of my success. But it is. And so if we're looking for that tool to measure infrared the way that we can our chief spiritual officer, when you finally got into the point that, because you kept on using universe, and then I went, yeah, but where's God? You know, what about those people that believe in something bigger? And you came in and said, oh, by the way, I do believe in God. Now, we might have a different name depending on, you know, a religion, depending on what part of geography we live in. You really invite people to make it easy and remove that tension by just saying, call it whatever the hell you want. Chief spiritual officer, God, intuition, it really doesn't matter to you, does it?
Well, it doesn't. I think getting hung up on a name or a title is foolish, because regardless of what higher power you believe in, I believe in God. I mean, that's mine. Whatever you want to call it in your tradition, you could still give it a title. You can call it a chief spiritual officer. You can call it father. You can call it truth, love, universe. You can call it whatever you want. It doesn't negate the fact that there is something greater than yourself that is the source of all sorts of information that can be available to you if you just call on it. And the way that you prepare yourself to call on it is to be grateful for the outcomes that you want in advance. Gratitude makes you magnetic. Being grateful for the outcomes that you want in advance every single day will end up not only priming your brain for success so that your subconscious can illuminate possibilities for you to notice, but it will also allow that intuitive mind, that source, that God, that universe, that divine intelligence, to provide you information on how to make those statements true. So instead of saying, I want to lose 10 pounds, or I want to be debt-free, you would change your words to use statements that describe what your life is like after you've lost those 10 pounds. Or after you're debt-free. So you might say something like, I'm so grateful that I'm physically fit, trim, toned, energetic, in a healthy, pain-free body that easily moves through life. Or I'm so grateful that I'm financially free with a minimum or more of X number of dollars to use and enjoy, to bless others with, and to invest in increase. I love being a good steward for these gifts that I've been given.
So
you describe
it
with gratitude as though it's already done, and you do that every single day in the six major areas of your life. And those six areas would be your health, your spiritual connection, your relationships, your finances, your use of skills and talents. That might be your work, or if you volunteer, or if your role in life is a parent or a caregiver, and also your recreation, because it's important to live a balanced life. So those six areas every single day, you should have some goals and describe them with gratitude as though they're already done.
So, for instance, if you're not sure, you didn't catch all those, you can go out and search for the Wheel of Life, and that will give you a number of those that, that Mae just listed. You're listening to Legendary Lifestyles with Chad E. Cooper, and our guest is Mae McCarthy, and teaching us about gratitude. And as part of that, I think of Zig Ziglar. I think it's in your book, as a matter of fact, Mae. He said one of the greatest business and motivational speakers that are out there, he's got a number of quotes that I love, is he said, "Repetition is the mother of learning, the father of action, which makes it the architect of accomplishment." And I agree. As we keep our goals at the forefront of our thoughts, we're likely to see opportunities to achieve them. In the way that you go from, here's the concept, here's the system, something that's bigger than us, you have what you call the daily success system. So what is the daily success system? Because you started to go into giving us some of these daily activities, but what is the system?
Well, a system is something that you use on a repetitive basis to keep your goals at the forefront of your thought. Now, if you've committed to partner with this source of intuition, which you can call God or whatever makes you feel comfortable, a CSO, if you've made that commitment, then you both have individual roles and responsibilities in this partnership. Your job is to figure out what it is that you want. Describe it with gratitude as though it's already achieved. Your CSO's job is to point the way and give you one step to take at a time. So every single morning, you're going to do four things as part of this daily success system. This is going to take 25 to 30 minutes every morning before you get your day started. And this is really important that you do this first thing. Before you look at social media, before you turn on the news, before you read a newspaper, before you let other people program into you what's important to them, you need to program into yourself what's important to you. This is very important. So the first four things that you'll do during the day is spend 5 to 10 minutes reading something that is uplifting. Maybe stories about other people that are achieving the kinds of goals that you want so that you know that it's possible. You don't know how, but you know it's possible. As you start filling yourself with stories that show that other people are achieving the kinds of things that you want to achieve or experiencing the kinds of things that you want to experience, your subconscious and your belief system will change to believe that you can achieve that too. So 5 to 10 minutes, read something that's uplifting and inspirational. The next 10 minutes is to write out a gratitude letter. You're writing this letter out to your spiritual partner. And you're saying, thank you. Thank you for all these things that I have. And thank you for these things that I want. But here's the key. When you're writing out those statements for the things that you want, you're describing them as though you already have the outcomes. Just like in the example of being 10 pounds less, being grateful for already being physically fit is your goal. All right? Then the next step is to read for 5 minutes out loud. Use your voice, your spoken word, and read out loud the letter you just wrote. That will anchor the meaning more fully within you, and it will also give your subconscious marching orders to filter the billions of pieces of data that are coming at you every single day and illuminate any pieces of data that are in alignment with your goal. And you've all proved this before. When you were going to buy a car, the last time you were going to buy a car or some big item, you might have talked about it a lot with your friends and your family, and you thought about it, and you researched it, and maybe you even went and test drove it. Your subconscious filtered the thousands of cars that are on the road and started to illuminate the ones that were consistent with the car that you wanted. You started to see that car driving around everywhere. And
wait a minute, you're telling me that everybody didn't just go out and buy that same car at the same time as me? I was trying to figure out what that was all about.
Yeah, because it was a goal, and you were thinking about it and talking about it and feeling what it would be like to be in that car. That's why you started to notice it. Your subconscious knew that that car was going to be yours and helped illuminate those cars for you. And then the final step in that morning meeting is to sit quietly for about 5 minutes and pick one of your goals, just one, is see if you can play a movie of yourself in the completed goal in your mind's eye. Let's say one of your goals is to have a beautiful home for your family and your friends to gather that feels safe and loving and peaceful and joyful. See if you could see yourself in that. If it's to have harmonious relationships with people who, you know, you're working with, or people that are in your family that, you know, where there's some tension, see yourself sitting around the conference room table, you know, all in agreement, you know, and feeling this camaraderie where you're all working together well. Whatever it is that you want as an outcome, see yourself in your mind's eye in that completed outcome. And those four steps are the things that you do first thing in the morning. Then throughout the day, what you want to do
we're going to pause there. We're going to come back on the throughout the day. What I'm going to invite you to do, friends, is take a moment right now. If you didn't set your stage, if you didn't prepare your morning, do that during our commercial break. Take the opportunity. Because what May is offering is really the question, if your life was thrown up on a movie screen, and family were invited, would it be a B-rated movie or a blockbuster hit? What she's offering you is to be able to create and get clarity, move from the complex to the simple, so that you can have that blockbuster hit. But it takes preparation to set that stage before you go out and perform. We're going to take a commercial break, and if you're one of those people that are still going, yeah, but I've been hurt, I've had tragedy, and I can't move on, well, guess what? Stay tuned, because we're going to talk about that as soon as we take our break here on The Legendary Lifestyle.
Positive enlightenment. All you need in one place, here at HRNradio.com.
Welcome back, friends, to Legendary Lifestyles. I am your host, Chad E. Cooper, and we have our guest, May McCarthy, the Gratitude Formula, a seven-step success system to create a life that you love. And May, before we jump into those that may be holding on to some hurt, some tragedy or whatever that may be, you gave a great formula. How can our audience get in touch with you, and where should they go to find out more about you?
If they go to maymccarthy.com, that's maymccarthy.com, that'll take you to the book tab on my website. And there are free videos, there's free chapters of each of my books that they can download, and they can do a test drive for free. And there's also a whole bunch of additional videos and material that's available on my website, so they can just navigate the different tabs. So maymccarthy.com is the best place to start.
Beautiful. So May is in the month, and McCarthy with two C's, MCCARTHY.com. Check it out. Go buy her book, because if you can go from where I was to finishing and being a huge fan, this is one that you need, not only on your bookshelf, but one to keep pulling off of it and learning from. I've taken some quotes and some of these exercises and literally put them into my calendar every day, May, to go through and actually, you know, get that clarity. Steve Jobs says that complex or simple is harder than complex. And so part of this success is that you get really clear on what you want. But sometimes we have some baggage, we have some hurt, we have some tragedy that's preventing us from being able to do that. So when we're in that place, how do we make peace? How do we work with that? And how much is that preventing us from actually being able to experience the gratitude formula?
Well, there's a couple things. First of all, when you're feeling hurt or resentful or angry or upset, I mean, think about that human condition. If I came up to you in the middle of you being really angry or worried about something, could we have a conversation? Probably not. Because you're consumed with this other idea, this other thought, this other emotion, and you can't hear me. Well, it stands to reason that you can't hear that still small voice either. It's much more difficult. So in terms of goal attainment strategies, you need to calm down. And the best way to calm down is to remove that anger, resentment. I mean, just remove it from you and put it over here on the side. Let me illustrate that for a moment. Imagine a full bottle of water. And you're out there doing your daily practice every day, saying that you want all of these really wonderful things. Well, if you're filled up to the brim, you can't receive. You have no room to receive anything more. So you have to pour some stuff out in order to prepare yourself to receive more of what you desire. And that's what I mean by going ahead and releasing these things that are causing turbulence in your life. And the way that I advise people to do that is, first of all, right before you go to sleep, you want to state, two or three things that you're grateful for that happened. I mean, deliberately think about your day. Maybe you got a parking space in front and didn't have to get wet in the rain. Be grateful for that and say it out loud. Maybe your spouse or your partner or someone at work was supportive of you. Be grateful for that. You don't have to look in any notes, but just state two or three things that you're grateful for out loud. And lots of studies have shown that you'll sleep better if you do that, if you actually use gratitude statements right before you go to sleep. The second part that you want to do is to actually recite a giving forth prayer. I call it a prayer, but it could also just be a short story, but a giving forth prayer that will remove all of that turbulent stuff within you and put it over here on the side. You still own that stuff. That stuff still needs to have your attention if it's important. But you need to put it on the side so that you have room within you to receive what you want. All right? And so by giving that forth, it'll be worked on throughout the evening while you're sleeping, and you'll find that you wake up the next morning calmer, more receptive to noticing those intuitive directions. If you find that somebody does something that just really pisses you off in the middle of the day, you can recite over and over and over these giving forth affirmations to get yourself back to a place of calm. You have to be in a calm state in order to recognize those intuitive directions that you're going to get. So there are numbers of different ways that can get you to a calm state that I talk about in my books. But probably the most important thing is to do that giving forth practice at night along with gratitude so that you have more room to receive what you want.
And for those that are saying, yeah, but can you actually show the results? Those are in the book as well. But I will tell you from my personal experience, May, that my son was upset a few weeks ago because we were holding him accountable to something that teenagers sometimes struggle with. And he got really upset. And I said, this is a choice. He said, I'm mad at you. I'm not able to. It's not a choice. I said, well, actually, let me show you. And I hooked him up to this little device called Heart Map by Inner Balance. And it does your heart coherence. And so I said, just follow this breathing. Here's the exercise. Follow the breathing. And, he resisted at first. And you could see the erratic signals. And then when he finally gave in and started following it, he went into coherence. And he calmed down. And then he realized, it's working, and went back. And I said, see, you have a choice. So, friends, you have a choice whether you're ready to let go, whether you're ready to actually move into gratitude and joy. And the language that you're using plays a big part in that. So we're going to talk about a neighborhood that May lived in the homeless people, and how she had a choice of how she wanted to address it or just be tolerant and allow some negative affecting things to continue. So stay tuned on how we can move from that formula to actual action in your life. We'll be right back here on Legendary Lifestyle.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Hey, friends, as part of Legendary Lifestyles, we have the Chad E. Cooper Foundation. And I started the segment today inviting you to go in and take a free course that is being sponsored and covered by the foundation. But we're getting ready to go down to Guatemala, where one of our projects that we've been doing for decades is about to continue to be fulfilled, building widowed homes for children, widowed women with children, homes in Guatemala, the indigenous Mayan people. And we've got some people that need some help fundraising to make that happen. So do me a favor. Go out to chadecooper.com/foundation and help make these people's lives get transformed. Allow them to have a home so that they can actually change the legacy of their family and allow these people who want to go and serve be able to make it possible. ChaddyCooper.com/foundation, if you would, help support a great cause so we can continue supporting you. Now, if you're looking for help and you've been in some tragedy, you just got a very powerful formula to be able to move forward, to move from living in the past to now being present and then hopefully having gratitude to look forward to an inspiring future. And May, as part of that, you talked about you have the power to choose to spend your time describing your desired outcome in all areas of your life in your world. But as part of that is the responsibility to really be selective with our language. And I liked how you used the analogy of some neighborhood crime, homeless people breaking in. And in today's world, we're just supposed to, you know, love everyone, be tolerant, and let it all happen. But there's consequences of ignoring our intuition of, hey, we need to take action. Not react, but act. Not react, but choose to respond. And how we respond to ourselves and others can affect and influence the outcome. So where did you use the gratitude formula to be able to help your neighborhood find a healthy solution for everybody that was involved?
That's a great question. So in that story, I was using that four-step system every morning to describe my completed goals with gratitude. And we had a group of homeless people that unfortunately were very addicted to drugs, you know, lots of injectables, and they were living under a overpass in our neighborhood, and there were no facilities for any of them. And so in order to support their habit, they would break into cars and homes, and it was very sad. We had no bathrooms, we had no medical care, we had nothing in this residential neighborhood. So my goal every day was that they'd be gone. But when you're doing this practice, the fourth step is to imagine the outcome. And as I was imagining the outcome, what ended up happening is my movie showed me that really what I wanted for all of them was the same thing I wanted for myself. And that's the cool part of that fourth step, is it will help you to really clarify what it is that you want, and then you can write about it the next day in your CSO meeting. So my goal went from, I just want them gone, to what I want for them is the same as me. So even today, I write, I'm so grateful that all peoples in my world who pass through my neighborhood in my world are living healthy, happy, whole and complete, safe lives, in lawful, with all of their needs met in lawful ways. All of us, our pets and our properties are divinely safe and protected, and we treat each other with respect as we live together in our world in safety and harmony. Every single day I write that down. I still do. And what ended up happening was we have this neighborhood community forum, and it was like an addiction. I mean, it was awful. And I was going there every day to look at, you know, the latest horrible news. And so here's a news flash for everyone. Stop doing that. And I had to stop doing that. And I stopped looking at news reports today for much of the stuff, because it can be very addictive and you're just adding your energy to it. So I stopped that, changed my words, refocused my goals. And as I did that, I got intuitive direction. And the intuitive direction was to contact all of the people that are involved in this particular property. That would be the City of Seattle, the Department of Transportation, the community folks that are dealing with mental health issues, the governor's office, the mayor's office, and so on and so forth. And I contacted all of them, the city council, and invited them to come to a community meeting. The intuitive direction said that there's something wrong in their communication, and they all need to be in one room and communicate about this. And they all agreed to come. And in this meeting, what they realized was that each other's policies were preventing the other organizations from doing their jobs. So they cleaned everything up. We were able to relocate these campers to a place that had all of the necessary support that they needed. And we didn't have that problem in our neighborhood anymore. But I had to act on the intuitive direction, and the direction told me to get all these people together.
Indeed. And so we have time for probably one more quick piece in here.
But there's a lot more. There's a whole lot more. We've only touched about maybe half of May's book. So go out to maymccarthy.com, pick up a copy for yourself, give it as a gift so that others can have gratitude this coming year. Go to the foundation page on chaddycooper.com and donate for the Guatemala trip, because at the end of the day, what May's telling you is to have gratitude. You also have a responsibility to ask, whose goal are you choosing? Because that's one of the topics that she talks about, is it's such a common trait that we just accept other people's confidence, or because they say it in a certain way, we just go, oh, they must know what they're talking about. But here was an example that she went and said, my gut, my intuition is telling me there's another way to do this, in a way that serves everyone. So ask yourself, whose goal are you choosing? Because on my computer, I have a little piece of paper that just says, is this my work to do? So what do you have going on today that you might have gratitude to say, you know what, that's not my work to do, and redirect that? That's my invitation for you. 30 seconds real quick, May. What would you like to leave us with in an order to serve us? Thank you for being a guest.
Oh, thank you for having me. I would like everyone to know exactly how powerful they are in achieving their desires. They've already proved how powerful they were. When they learned how to ride a bike, they used repetition every single day to practice, 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 and they saw that other people were riding bikes, so they knew it was possible. They did the same thing in learning how to drive a car, in learning how to type on that crazy keyboard that's not even in alphabetical order, in learning how to read. People have already achieved a number of goals simply by using a repetitive process and seeing that other people were already successful in achieving what they wanted. This is no different. Success is not reserved for only a few people. It's simply a system. It's not a secret. And I outline in my books exactly how they can achieve even goals that they never thought were possible.
So, friends, it is not a secret. Success is available to you. Go out and pick up May McCarthy's book, and we'll catch you on the next episode of Legendary Lifestyles. Thank you again, May. Thank you again, friends. See you next time.